I suppose I should explain why Adrian is here. It is because the main political parties, as we know, have been slugging it out over the first few days of election 2020. And they will know, as indeed we may surmise as well, that one of the factors influencing the outcome of this election will be the performance of independent candidates. In 2016, independents won 19 Dáil seats with 17.5% of the national vote. The Independent Alliance, as you know, entered government, while two other independent TDs also became ministers. So how might they fare in election 2020? Well, as I say, Adrian is with us to read the political tea leaves this morning. Adrian, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Brian.
Independents did well in 2016, but that was an exceptional year,
wasn't
it?
That was an exceptional year, Brian. By and large, independents didn't fare well in the 1960s, 70s and 80s. From 1987 onwards, when we started to see the dominance of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour start to fragment somewhat, independent support started to pick up. They did very well in 2002, the all-over bar the voting election. They picked up a lot based on the fact that a lot of voters probably looked at what Jackie Healy Ray and Mildred Fox and others got in the previous government and thought they'd get the same. They dipped a bit in 2007, but the last two general elections they've done very well. And as you said, over 19 seats, 17.5% of the vote in 2016, best ever election. Now, looking at recent polls, polls about a year or two ago were suggesting maybe the independent vote was shrinking somewhat, maybe Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil were starting to squeeze them out. But the last few polls that we've seen at the end of 2019 suggest that independent support is probably on the par to where it was in 2016. In terms of what that translates into seats.
Yeah, just a word in relation to the polls, because independents are by definition people who have a strong local presence.
Exactly, yeah.
So how reliable are national polls in terms of trying to assess their strength on the ground in individual constituencies?
It's very hard, Brian, but it does give a sense as to whether there's an appetite for independent support out there. I remember in 2007, when a number of independents lost seats, you could just see the writing on the wall for independents because the independent poll figures were starting to dwindle in the run-up to that. So it does suggest there is an appetite, but it's geographically uneven. There are parts of the country where independents will always do very well. Roscommon is a classic example of that. In other cases, it depends on who's running. And there's some interesting candidates in the race this time who could potentially have a big impact in determining what the next government is.
All right, and I'd like to talk about one or two of those in a moment. But first of all, those who are stepping down. John Halligan won't be standing again, Finian McGrath, Dr. Michael Harty, Maureen O'Sullivan. Now, in most of those cases, if not in all of the ones I've mentioned, there's no obvious independent who could pick up the baton there, is there?
Yeah, that's right. There's no obvious heir to the throne there. You might see cases where another independent performs strongly in, say, Matt Shanahan and Waterford, but by and large, these are seats that could be lost. But on the other hand, there's other constituencies where you could see independents making the breakthrough, maybe Cork East, Mary Linehan Foley, who's got a strong base in the south of the county. And that's the thing with independents. You lose support in some areas, but sometimes you get a strong candidate emerging and all of a sudden you have a big independent vote where you didn't have one.
It's also very often the case, isn't it, that an independent actually has somebody who's had a party association in the
Definitely.
Past. Yeah. And yeah, they're out of a particular gene pool, to quote the late Noel Wheeler.
Yeah, our gene pool, what I like to call sometimes their selection defection independents. Independents who became independent because they lost out at a constituency selection. The most recent addition to that is Kenneth O'Flynn, former Fianna Fáil, who's now running as an independent in Cork North Central. But I was just looking through the list of candidates, and in terms of, say, Fianna Fáil gene pool, I've counted at least 10 what I'd call viable Fianna Fáil gene pool general election candidates. Candidates who are currently councillors or currently TDs or former TDs who could give a serious run for seats. So you could have up to 10 ex-Fianna Fáil independents in the next Dáil if things panned out a certain way in the next few weeks.
Just a word about those who might have a fight on their hands. Well, every outgoing TD will tell you they have a fight on
they
their
do,
hands.
Yeah.
But Thomas Pringle, particularly perhaps in Donegal, may face a particular challenge.
Thomas Pringle's faces a challenge. I think the main challenge is Sinn Féin with Pádraig McLoughlin are pushing to win back their second seat in Donegal. You also have another strong independent in Donegal from Milford, John O'Donnell. So it's quite competitive in Donegal, so he's got a fight in his hands there, definitely.
Would you expect that after the election we will be in a similar situation to where we were in 2016, that there'll be perhaps a prolonged period of attempting to form a government and independence could well be crucial?
I think that could very well be the case, Brian. It might be a bit clearer, maybe slightly clearer than in 2016, depending on how it works out. As I said, you could be looking at a situation where you mightn't have a minority government this time, potentially. Say Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil get together with the Social Democrats, the Greens and Labour, or maybe Sinn Féin, who knows. But you might have a case that between them they've got about 75 seats. As you know, you need 80 seats for a majority in the next Dáil. So it might be that hard to cobble together a viable coalition with maybe the support of 5, 6, 7, 8 independents.
And particularly independents can strengthen their hand, if you like, by coming together.
Definitely.
We saw that with Shane Ross's Independent Alliance, the Healy Rays in Kerry.
Yeah.
They're already a mini group, as it were.
And if you think about it, it wouldn't be too hard to cobble together a viable alliance between, say, rural independents. So you've got the Healy Rays, Matty McGrath, Michael Collins, Sean Canny, who could possibly get maybe 10, 11 TDs between them. And all of a sudden, you might have, say, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Labour on 8, Greens on 8, Independents on 11. Who's to tarnish that?
We shall see. Yeah. A lot of water to flow under the bridge yet. We've got an election campaign, voting, of course, the counting of votes, and then whatever follows on from that. Adrian Kavanagh from Maynooth University, thanks very much
for being
with us.